I think I just paused it.
No, you stopped recording.
Yeah, it's paused.
Oh,
I think.
Okay. I think so.
Oh, great. Sorry. That's okay.
Okay.
Because we're really near the end of the tape.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are getting.
Yeah. So I don't know how you feel, B, but I haven't asked all my questions.
Yes. I'll try and give shorter answers.
No, no. I'm just thinking whether we should set another interview.
It's fine with me.
If that's fine with you, Bob.
Sure.
Because
we've got so much to offer, we don't want to.
Yeah, well, I don't want to shortchange it, and we get into things such as how does the Canadian Wheat Board interact with the other agencies such as rail and so on. So that's a whole.
Yeah, and that and I'll give you I can give you my perspective. My perspective tends to be a little fried. Jim is very good, and Jim is right now. In fact, I was helping him out just recently, trying to help him. He wants to put together a whole series of anecdotes on the Wheat Board. And so he's been, he had tried a few years ago to get to the Wheat Board and get to, into the old files and was a bit frustrated. And so he had brought this to my attention. And so I said, look, let me try. So I went back at the Wheat Board. Now, number of the personalities had changed and so on, and so I went at it and they said, yeah, okay. So I think Jim now has access to files to get, he's got a whole lot, a raft of stories to tell about marketing and things that happened overseas and all that stuff.
Okay.
And he was wanting to get into the files just to make sure he had the dates correct
yeah.
and the names of the individuals mm-hmm. and all that stuff. Jim, you'll find Jim a lot more open than Frank. Frank is always a bit of a cloak and dagger kind of guy.
Yeah.
He, a lot more if I could just
yes,
add it.
Yes,
now, over time, you get all of it as Frank tells you bits and pieces.
Oh, okay.
and you piece
yeah,
it
but unfortunately,
together.
I kept them in here and not on the tape.
Yeah, so Frank is a neat guy.
Yeah.
You know, what Frank's got another side to him that you may or may not know. Frank was a prisoner of war.
Yes.
And he didn't talk about that really at the Wheat Board, but since he's... since he's retired, he started talking about it, and I've seen his picture in the paper
yeah.
a few times. So he's an interesting guy. You set it up. When are you thinking of?
Actually, I think it depends on what happens with our tapes, because we might just have to go and buy some new ones. I'll try reformatting the longer one. So we could set it up for 2 weeks away.
Oh yeah,
are you around?
Yeah. I am around. The reason why I was going to tell you is I'm in Brandon. I'm in meetings all day tomorrow. Then I'm Judy and I are heading off to this. This sounds like a week excuse. We're actually going to Las Vegas to attend a trade show related to the Red River Exhibition.
Okay.
But everybody says when you're going to Las Vegas, you're going to gamble.
That's right. You're going to make your money to buy your Christmas presents.
Yeah, that's right. But we actually are attending an international fairs and exhibition show down there.
Actually, when did you say you are away?
I think we're back
to Brandon.
To Brandon, that's Wednesday.
24th.
The 24th. And the 23rd. Today's 22nd?
Yeah.
23rd, I'm in meetings all day here in Winnipeg.
So December 2nd.
December 2nd, I think, is when we come back.
So the Friday the 3rd?
Would probably work. Let me get my book.
Does that work for you, B? Yeah, and then we'll just continue on from here. I'm going to see if Michael can download that.
I put full on that.
So it says, but then it doesn't play anything. I think it just goes with this unit.
Then there's an empty.
Okay,
case.
December 2 or Friday would work.
Okay. Should we?
The 3rd.
The 3rd, yeah.
So does it work with you this same time from 9?
What I'd ask you to do is confirm it. By email, you have my email. Confirm it just so that.
She will.
You know, you took me off guard just a little minute when you asked me what kind of new things did you do. we did a lot of new things in terms of advertising. One of the things that did survive that we did is I started the Grain World Outlook Conference.
Mm. And you also started Plain Language, because that's where we met.
Yeah. And also Grain Fest. Did you ever hear about Grain Fest? That's where I met you the first time, and I couldn't remember how Plain Language, that was it.
Grain Fest.
Grain Fest, that ran for about 3 years and then petered out.
Right, just like I said, the third.
Yeah, but the Grain
at Out, 9 o'clock.
World Grain Outlook Conference still going, and it was a fun time because you could do things.
Yeah.
You could do things, you know. And then the Grain Fest started because we were celebrating, what, some anniversary, 100th anniversary of Manitoba, was it? Could that be possible?
I don't know.
When did Manitoba join Confederation?
1870.
1870, yeah. 1970, no, it would be 125 maybe.
Yeah, 95.
Yeah, 125th anniversary.
Yep. For the Department of Communications at the time, who headed up the
Rhea,
language.
Rhea right. Yates.
Wonder what happened to her? Because she went to the Children's Hospital, I think.
Yes. I ran into her a while ago. She, I think, was doing contract. She took maternity leave, and then maybe she didn't come back. No,
I don't think she did. Because
no,
I sort of kept in touch with her.
Yeah. I think the last I saw her, she was doing some contract work, I think, for either Ag Canada or was it Manitoba Pork? Mm. Or maybe both, but she's still in town. If you look, I think she lives out in St. James area somewhere. Her dad was one of the Yates Lumber Yard up in Dauphin, big lumber yard, and he died suddenly. After she left the wheat board, and I remember because that was a big shock to the family.
Going back to John Morris, was that John Morris, the same John Morris that now is with Glacier?
Yes.
Because there was a John Morris Sr., wasn't there?
No, Bill Morris.
Bill Morris. Oh, okay.
Yeah, the same John Morris. John will probably give you almost a more philosophical view of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, John used to write editorials. John's got a very good mind on him, thinks about these things, and probably would give you a much more philosophical, because the last 15 years he's been looking at the wheat board from outside. His
mm-hmm.
wife, by the way, still works at the wheat board.
Yeah.
And so he can give you that. I think my view is kind of bridging the gap between the political and the reality in there.
Well, that's where it's really at,
though. Well, I always thought that was the interesting part. One of the things that I didn't mention was the Barry Steers Commission.
So you've got to write this down
because
the tape's off. We can't lose
this.
Barry. But why are you not writing on the
Steers?
Piece of paper? Are you on your book?
Barry Steers.
Oh, good question.
Barry Steers was an ambassador.
Because I'm not very organized. Good thing I have you along, Bea, to criticize me in front of almost strangers. Our team has broken down.
Another guy that you should have on your list if you haven't got him is Brian Olson.
I did have him on my list, but
he's the head of the Department of Ag Economics.
Yeah, Olson, okay.
But Brian and I worked together.
Write down to hold it. These two are so fast. Write down that last thing.
Oh, I don't do it on second.
I'm sorry.
Because then I really do lose it. All right, I'll do it. I've got Barry Steer.
Barry Steers, Steers.
Is he in the livestock industry?
Yes. No, he was an ambassador.
Sorry,
Steers.
Okay. He was
an ambassador, I think, to Brazil. He was an ambassador to Brazil, but retired. And the Wheat Board set up a...
So this is the incident or commission.
When the wheat, let me just put it like when the
is
wheat
this
board,
a is this no, actually
this,
a
this is
a scandal?
No scandal. No, he set up the wheat board. Set up a when the wheat board was into trouble, and that was in 1990. The board thought. In 1990, the board.
That was a fusarium.
No,
time,
no,
or
this
91,
wasn't
I think, was when the crop.